Welcome you back in here, Mugs in the Morning, brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Agent Pete Fools, Brett Rogo for Home Life and Auto, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Jack McGonigal here in studio, pleased to be joined by Gary Pearson. Gary, how are you?
Good to hear.
And we're here to talk about the mail processing facility review, the public input meeting, which is happening in 15 days. And for somebody who took a look at these few paragraphs and wasn't quite sure what all of it meant, what would you tell them?
Well, that's the big question.
That is the big question.
We really don't know. And, you know, everybody gets it. You know, you always need to upgrade and improve any kind of a system you have, any business, any organization. You know, nobody has an issue with that. It's the lack of transparency, I think, that really has been a concerning factor. You know, this whole deal publishing the fact that a study was going on, the fact that we're going to have a meeting in some remote federal website, you know, just to barely cover the minimal legal requirements, and had it not been for some of the local president of the union drawing it to our attention, the chances are the community may never have even known about it. So both on the initial announcement that the study was underway, which was a little shocking to everybody, and then because it wasn't that long ago, they built a huge new processing center over in the city's business park, you know, where the current day post office is. You look at that facility, how big it is on the back end. It's pretty huge. And it covers such a wide area of rural Midwest America. You know, you stretch from the South Dakota border to the end of Kansas, and then clear to the Wyoming border and Southeast Colorado border. So, you know, it covers such a huge area, and there's a massive investment there to make sure that occurs, and then to turn around and all of a sudden now we're going to reinvent the wheel again. So getting information has been virtually impossible. That's why I say the transparency has been the major issue, the problem, and just the concern of, you know, if you're even remotely thinking about closing it, what's that going to do to the mail service in these rural areas? You know, a lot of rural communities in our part of Nebraska are very dependent on what happens at the North Platte Regional Processing Center. And once we became alerted that they have finally set a date, we've been watching, you know, for that. And it's going to be Thursday, March 28th, 6 o'clock, Sand Hills Convention Center. That's associated with the Ramada location, 2102 South Jeffers. And it's very important for people to show up. You know, I learned a long time ago the world is run by the people that show up. And I think if we have an overwhelming concern expressed, but the important thing is they're supposed to explain what this means. And as you referenced, you know, this notice does have some positives to it. But the great unknown is what is a concerning factor, because they're obviously going to change it from a regional processing center to a local processing center. Well, once you lose that designation as a regional processing center, that just makes you think that this is going to be an ongoing diminishing of service in our area. They said they are going to remodel and make it upgrade it and make it more efficient for processing, automate more automation, that kind of thing. And nobody has an issue with any of that. But when they say the organization's goal is to reach 95% on-time delivery, well, what's on-time delivery mean? Does that mean within 3 days, within 5 days? You know, once you drop a letter. And the fact that we're not a regional processing center, does that mean that you drop something locally, has to go clear to Denver and come back? That was kind of some of the initial concern. Hopefully that doesn't happen with this, but they do say in this same announcement that 1 week ahead of the meeting, they're supposed to drop the study's findings. So then we could get into the details and kind of figure out what's going on or what their recommendations are and how they're justifying it. Right now, that's not available on the national website. But I would encourage people, they have a SurveyMonkey that it's just an easy access thing to express your concern. I think the more people that do that, the better off we're going to be because they'll see this isn't just a concern of a few local community leaders. This is a concern from the general public that depends on the mail service every day. There's also a link there that you can access, and it'll show you the initial announcement and then the initial published notice of this meeting occurring and a little bit of what they say about it. And eventually that study will be linked to it too. I noticed on the site yesterday, they're undergoing this with every regional processing center in the United States. So a lot of them are further down the road than we are in getting the analysis. So the link to their studies is on a lot of those locations. Ours is not. But they say it has to be done, I suppose this is a federal requirement, 7 days ahead of time. The frustrating thing has been, even when we reach out to local management officials in the regional center, you can tell they're in a gag order. They don't say that, but they're not allowed to say anything. So there's only one person apparently authorized to speak to any of us about it, and it's some public relations person in Washington, D.C. Well, I requested that 6 weeks ago. Haven't heard a word. So, it's just... it's kind of a delay tactic in trying to not get people informed. It's not a good way to run any kind of an operation, lack of transparency, especially when you consider this is a quasi-government operation. It's supposed to be all about informing the public and your customer base. And so until we get better answers, you know, we have to be skeptics. We do, if the public would like to access the survey or the link to where this information is, we have both of those on our North Platte Area Chamber and Development website. So you could Google North Platte Area Chamber and get to it, or the simple acronym for getting on there is, or the search web address website is nparea.com. That's northplattearea.com, just abbreviated, nparea.com. That's our chamber development website. It'll be very transparent where that is. Just click on that, and it'll get you the information you want. And I'd highly encourage everybody that has any concern about the mail service to fill that survey out so they know where... If things are going to change, we're going to go down swinging to fight for everything that we can to keep the services that this part of the country is very dependent on.
Fantastic. And I think when you said we need as many voices there and people to show up, I completely agree with you, because if they see 2, 3, 4 people there, it's not going to make any sort of difference. But if you see 100 people there, yeah. I mean, that's going to know this is really a deep concern for this town. And hopefully you get a ton of responses on that SurveyMonkey. But it is concerning, especially reach out 6 weeks and not a lick of anything. Yeah.
And I tried to explain, we're just trying to help. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the employees that work there, they've got to be wondering about their futures, you know. And if they're not relaying that, what could occur or what will occur, you know, that's very concerning. Our board of directors, which we represent 628 businesses and organizations in the greater North Platte area, took a very strong stand right off the bat. And we made our voices known. We linked that to the SurveyMonkey so they knew that who we represent and what we represent, and that we're very concerned, and encouraged others to do the same. We're notifying a lot of the people on our board, or serve on our various chamber development committees, to show up at that public hearing. That's very important. I know on a local basis, when people show up, it really does truly make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so that we're going to hopefully go in there united and at least get some answers. And I hope maybe a lot of those answers are presented right up front, you know, and maybe alleviate some fears. But until we hear what that is, or can talk to somebody in an authoritative position that has the approval to say what needs to be said, you know, we're going to remain very skeptical.
And so will this this facility, this public input meeting, will it be run by somebody from the U.S. Postal Service, or I guess who's going to be?
I would assume so. I don't know how else you do it without maybe they had an independent agency do the study. Maybe they help facilitate the meeting or whatever. But I got to think it's somebody in an official position. We did reach out to our congressional representatives also, and I'm very pleased that Congressman Adrian Smith and U.S. Senator Deb Fischer both took very strong stances on it. They did their own research. They incorporated some of those concerns into their letters that went to directly to the U.S. Postmaster General. And that really truly makes a difference, I think, when they hear from the federal representatives that deal with these kind of issues every day. They obviously represent our best interests at all times, and we appreciate their efforts. And so that's part of what we do as a Chamber Development Corporation, is we make sure the people who need to express concern do so. You know, the statewide leadership can't do a whole lot about it. But, you know, it helps to have them as an ally also. And we'll just keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And, again, this is Thursday, March 28th, 6 o'clock at the Sand Hills Convention Center. So, yeah, let your voice be heard. And hopefully, I mean, from North Platte to Denver, just going right back here makes no sense from a logistics standpoint, at least in a local community like this.
I don't know how that's 95% more efficient.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or reaching a goal of 95% efficiency. I know part of the issue they're having here is that they're not replacing positions. You know, somebody retires or somebody goes sick leave or, you know, some kind of other type of leave. They just don't replace it. Mm-hmm. And so it hurts services. And I don't know if that was by design so they could make it look like, you know, it's less efficient than it really has been in the past. You know, I've always had really good experiences with the Postal Service, mm-hmm. getting mail or mailing somewhere. And I'd say it's very, very reliable. You know, when you don't replace people, you become less efficient. That just happens.
Yeah.
So I know some of that's going on also. So we need some answers there too. And how many jobs do get eliminated? And do some of the other small communities' post offices get closed? Do they get rural mail service anymore? Or are they just going to have to go into town and have a post office box and that's where they get their mail?
Yeah. You know,
just a lot of those things that just we need answers.
Yeah, yeah, and I think with just eliminating those jobs, it seems like in this world that less jobs like that, they're having machines just do it all for them, and that's the unfortunate part from an economy standpoint as well.
Yeah, and we all get, you know, you do need automation in today's world, but mm-hmm. you can't discount the human element of running those machines and making sure things get done and so forth. You know, if we're all for efficiency and upgrading and that kind of thing, it's like I said, the lack of transparency and the fear of the unknown. That's basically what it is. And when you're not transparent, what are you supposed to think? You know, if that's by design not to be transparent, you know, it's not only flat out wrong, but it causes you to think the worst case scenario is coming.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you send mail to Denver. I mean, that's got to be a whirlwind. Think about how much
ridiculous.
Mail. Think about how much mail goes through Denver, Colorado in one day.
Yeah.
So, talking here, Gary Pearson. Gary, anything else you would like to mention regarding this review and this meeting coming up in about 15 days?
Well, I just to ask everybody to get engaged. You know, mm-hmm. either fill out the survey or show up and listen. And I think if we have a large crowd, and I'd say an overwhelming crowd, I think it makes a big difference. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Gary, we appreciate the time for you coming in on short notice, and we hope to see you there. I'm assuming you will be there on March 28th.
Front and center.
Front and center. All right. Well, then we will see you there. All right, Gary, thank you for the time, as always.
You bet.